Usually we think we go to the mall, but in fact the mall comes to us more often than we go to it, and newspapers are the main vehicle of this transport. We consider a newspaper a source of information, and so do editors and journalists. But to the business office, a newspaper is a source of revenue. We think that we pay for the paper with our subscription, but in fact, advertising pays for the paper, and subscriptions are mainly supplementary income. The news is the hook that draws people to the ads. The headlines change from day to day, but the daily news is that there's always something new to buy. Newspapers used to have names like the Commercial News or the Daily Advertiser, which was a fair representation of what they still do. Newspapers provide the news about our consumption, our purchase of goods and services, which is usually also a call to consume more. The business section reports on new malls and retail stores and new trends in old stores. The lifestyle section reports on the new fashions, telling us implicitly that what we're wearing now is out of date. Features like The Buyer's Edge includes articles with titles like Buy Good Shoes, They Can Help You Do Well in Sports, and Smart Shopping for Toilets and Toilet Paper. The lifestyle section also reports on the products available for home decorating, etc. The arts and entertainment section keeps us informed about the possibilities for consuming entertainment. Fridays, many papers include a special section previewing the attractions available on America's holy days of consumption, the weekend. The automotive section previews and reviews cars, acquainting us with new models and features. All of these news stories are designed to help us to be better Americans, which is to say, better shoppers. On Sundays, the paper also includes advertising inserts from the major retailers in the region. For the most part, these inserts presume that people have been prepped to consume, and so they consist mainly of pictures and prices, with promises like bonus buys or hot deals. Words like new and values float through these pages like a religious mantra. Often, the inserts announce a specific sale, the anniversary sale, or the holiday sale, or a back-to-school sale, so that the reader understands that this is a special occasion, unlike next week's special occasion. Many sales are this week only, because, of course, the store needs to get on to next week's sale. Many inserts announce credit or payment policies that make it easy to buy now. No payment or interest for 6 months, or 12 months, no interest. Many feature free merchandise, available, of course, if you buy some unfree merchandise. Some of the inserts offer sweepstakes and drawings to draw people into the store. See store for complete details and official rules. Others offer coupons or rebates to make us think we're getting a good deal. Many inserts also use personal address to put across their message. Target points out, for example, that its brand is made just for you. These ads feature brand name products because such names enhance the image of the store. Like heraldic devices, these brand names appear in their trademark special print with the little R or TM to let us know that this name is so valuable it's registered. They are a mark of standardization and a sign of a store's quality. Indeed, stores wear these brand names just the way we do, to impress people with their taste and character. If you took all the ads out of a newspaper, you'd save a lot of trees. If you also removed the consumer copy, you might be able to publish the paper on a single sheet of paper. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, wondering if the newspaper contains all the news that's fit to print, or all the news that fits the conventions of a commercial culture.